I'm Doug Doyle with the Art of the Story from the WBGO Archive.
Mesdames et messieurs, pour sa soirée 25e anniversaire, le Festival international de jazz de Montréal reçoit Diana Krall.
WBGO's late announcer Michael Bourne was a fixture at the Montreal Jazz Festival for nearly 27 years as a broadcaster, writer, and judge for its musical contests. Early on, Michael befriended festival co-founder André Menard. Together, they watched the festival grow to historic proportions. It was back in 2014 that Michael Bourne spoke to singer Diana Krall at the festival at the peak of her popularity.
One, two, I want to
Do you see your life flash before you, your career flash before you when you come to Montreal?
Yeah, I'm not really one to do that, but I guess when André just showed me through the museum and you see Miles Davis in his jacket and Ella Fitzgerald with Dave Brubeck and hear the story about how Dave Brubeck got the last picture taken by Herman Leonard. And then you see my little jacket there. It's pretty overwhelming, and especially because I'm Canadian, and my career really started here.
There was that amazing moment you played at the Maison Neuve, and I think that was the first big hall you played. And that evening, then, a couple of hours later, Tony Bennett played at the Wilfred Pelletier. And in the middle of his concert, he called you out, sat you at the piano, and stood there and held the microphone.
Yeah.
Did you feel anointed on that evening? I'm curious what you felt that
night. I felt like, I think there was a... David Letterman made fun of me because he asked me a similar question. I just said, oh my God, it's Tony Bennett. And he goes, okay, oh my God, it's Tony Bennett. And I have a lot of those situations because I remember when I first met Oscar Peterson here too, like all the very significant people that I've met in my musical and personal life. You know, Oscar Peterson was someone that I put in my annual when I was 16 that I dreamt of meeting someday, or you know, you have to put in your annual, your high school yearbook. And to meet him with Kelly and Celine when she was just, I think Celine was only 2 or 3 years old then, I just remember standing there and going, like, just, and I'll never forget that. I'll never forget all these moments. So I think that this is a much more emotional place for me to play in every way, and where I feel rooted in jazz and the appreciation for jazz, and that this festival, it's just the most significant festival for me in the world.
You can hear Michael Bourne's entire interview with Diana Krall at WBGO.org. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.